Welcome to Yoga Nidra with Uma. Over the next 4 weeks, we'll be delving into the world of Yoga Nidra and all of the wonderful and sometimes unexpected benefits that it can bring. Before we start our very first session, I'd like to take a few minutes to give you a brief introduction to the practice of body scanning and to offer a few pointers to help you get the most out of the sessions. We'll be starting the course this week with a body scanning practice. This is a great way to introduce you to Yoga Nidra and to help you to create a foundation for the sessions to come. At the end of this week, you'll have your very first Yoga Nidra session with me. So what exactly is a body scan? It is a technique to identify and release tension held within the body. We are often not even aware of this tension until we bring our focus directly to it. The body scan is a powerful way to connect with our physical body. This has the effect of helping to draw attention to and then releasing areas of tension or holding on in the body. Body scan meditation is primarily a relaxing practice, although sensations such as tingling or numbness may also arise. The practice teaches us to observe these sensations without judgment. Before you start the body scan, choose a quiet space or room where you can close the doors and curtains and where you won't be disturbed by others. Ensure that the space is quiet, with no TV or radio, and if possible, dimly lit. Lie down on your back in the yogic position of Shavasana. This position minimizes the sensations that can be caused by body parts being in contact with one another. Your fingertips are extremely sensitive and should be kept out of contact with the ground by laying with your palms facing upwards. Ideally, you should wear light and loose clothing so that you are not in any discomfort from, say, the waistband of your skirt or trousers. The room should be of a comfortable temperature with no drafts or breezes coming in to disturb your awareness. If you have any problems with keeping your eyes closed for an extended time, you may wish to wear an eye mask. Make sure the straps are not digging into your face and that it is not too tight. Please prepare yourself for the first body scan. Lie down on your back with your legs slightly apart and your arms away from your body with your palms facing upwards. If you have any lower back problems, you may wish to place a rolled up towel or blanket underneath your knees. Please ensure that you are as comfortable as can be. You may want to put a blanket over you to keep warm, or perhaps a pillow under your head. Gently close your eyes and take a few deep breaths in and out through the nostrils. Give yourself permission to take this time for yourself. Bring your mind to the present moment and the practice that you are about to undertake. Start by checking in with your body as a whole. Are you feeling any immediate sensations within your body? Notice any general aches and pains and where they are in your body. Notice the contact points between your body and the ground. Now we will start to scan the body. We'll move our awareness around the whole body, part by part, noticing sensations without judgment. Go to the crown of your head. Notice any sensations you feel here. Try to identify them as best as you can. Is there heaviness? Is there movement? Are there any other sensations? Now become aware of your whole head. Feel the weight of your head on the ground. What is the precise feeling of where your head meets the ground? Now, noticing the forehead. Is there tension? Is there softness? Going to the eyes. Do they feel heavy? Are they relaxed? Scanning the nose. Becoming aware of any sensations at the entrance of the nostrils. Moving on to your cheeks, mouth, chin and ears. Do you hear any sounds? There's no need to identify the sound. Just notice that it is there, becoming aware of the sensations without judgment, just awareness. If your mind wanders off, notice that too, and then gently bring your awareness back into your body. Now, moving down to the neck and shoulders, noticing how these areas feel today. Are your shoulders relaxed? Are you subconsciously holding tension there? Or is there a sense of ease and lightness? Feeling where your shoulders are in contact with the ground. How does this feel? Are your shoulders sinking into the ground? Or are there any other sensations there? If there is tension, can you let go of it? Are you able to let your shoulders be heavy and supported by the ground? What is the feeling of the ground where it meets your shoulders? Is there warmth, coldness, smoothness, or roughness? Now let your awareness travel down into the arms, elbows, wrists, hands, and fingers, noticing what you notice as your awareness moves from part to part. Now bring your awareness into your chest. Become aware of the subtle rise and fall of the chest as you breathe in and breathe out. Observe the direction of the rib cage as it expands and contracts with your breath. Feel where the upper back makes contact with the ground. Can you identify the exact point where your body meets the ground and where it leaves the ground? How does that feel? Staying focused on the awareness of the sensations in your body and being gentle with yourself if your mind wanders off. Allow your awareness to move down into your abdomen. What is your gut feeling telling you today? Are you holding on to tightness in the belly? And if so, can you let go of this? Notice your attitude towards this region of your body. Can you find ease here? Bring your awareness into your lower back. What is the sensation that you observe here? If there is pain, can you observe it objectively? Can you bring kindness into your thoughts about the pain? Become aware of the exact moment your back meets the ground, noticing which parts are in contact with the ground. What is the sensation of these parts? If you find tension, are you able to let go and allow the ground to support you? Observe your breath here. Moving down into the hips and buttocks, noticing what you notice, observing the nothing, if that's what you notice, observing the qualities of nothing, travelling down to your legs, feel the weight of them heavy on the ground. Is the weight equal in both of your legs? Are they equally relaxed? Become aware of the entire length of your legs, the varying points of contact with the ground. If your mind has wandered off again, notice any changes in your breath and then gently come back to your legs. Observe all of the different sensations, from the thighs to the knees, where the upper leg connects with the knee joint, the knee joint itself, the connection between the knee and the lower leg, noticing all the different sensations between upper and lower. Is there a marked difference, or is the sensation roughly the same? Move down into your ankles, your feet, heels, soles, the balls of the feet, the tops of the feet, and each of your toes. What do you feel here? Can you notice the temperature? What does the material on your feet feel like? Are you able to observe each toe individually? Pausing for a moment now. Come back to your breath, breathing in and out. Now observe your body as a whole, noticing whatever is there to be noticed. Observe your judgments of your body. Are you able to have compassion for the parts of your body that you judge harshly? Can you bring acceptance and love into those areas? Now rest in this awareness of your body. Have compassion for its aches and pains, and appreciation for what it does for you every day. Lay here for a few moments with your eyes closed. When you feel ready, start to wiggle your fingers and toes. Gently turn your head from side to side. And reach your arms overhead for a stretch. And in your own time, roll onto your side and make your way up to sitting.